And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are delighted to bring to stage the Minus Five.
Hello there, how you doing? Peter and I have multiple positions tonight, so if I have to go in the middle of the song over to the bass amp where I keep my purse, just don't worry about it. We'll be all right, okay? I'll be over there later, and I'll be all settled in for the Alejandra set. It'll be great. Right now we're going to do the Minus Five, and then we'll turn into the Bird Something Beautiful band. We're going to start off with a song written by Peter Buck. It's available on something that's over there, I think on an album and a single. And also on the Minus Five box set, a different version. We're going to play a version that won't be like either of those, probably.
Don't really know what.
Yeah, because we've never played it before.
Following to that dark and frozen lane.
Thank you very much. That was welcome to the party. Welcome to the party. We're glad you're here. That neither Kurt nor I are playing a blue Rickenbacker right now. Certainly not a 12 string. I do have a dark blue Rickenbacker bass. Well, it's that one. It doesn't belong to Peter or me, actually. But it's putting in good service tonight. It's a four black or dark blue. I think it's really dark blue.
And it's a four string, baby.
Yeah. Come on. Minus Five, we like to sing a lot about our imminent demise. So this will be, well, actually that last song was about a friend of mine who died in 1994, and still miss him. And he probably enjoyed that, wherever he's at right now. This next song will be more directed personally to me and my death. And it won't be the last song of the evening in that regard.
You couldn't say that, really, can you? You can't promise.
Good point. We could
remember Gary Thane.
Yes, and Les Harvey, who we talked about earlier. We're just idiots. We're talking about rock musicians who've actually died on stage. Yeah.
Mark Sandman.
That's true. What about Darby Crash? He made it off stage, didn't he? Yeah, okay. This song may be about death, but it's really short.
In a lonely coffin, playing solitaire. There's some flowers on the wall, no ribbons from the fair. In a lonely coffin, taking shots of time. There's the moments of the life I left behind. Where there once was nothing, now there's someone like a planet star from a brand new star. Lonely coffin, here's the thanks for all you've done. In a lonely coffin, you don't call my name. There's no telephone, no television, no complaint. In a lonely coffin, you don't have to ask. There's no New Year's plans, no resurrection of the past. Where there once was nothing, now there's someone like a planet star from a brand new sun. Lonely coffin, give the thanks for all you've done. Lonely coffin, here's the thanks for all you've done.
Thank you very much. Here's a song about a fellow named Robert Ryan, also dead. You all know who Robert Ryan is?
You know, was.
Was a great movie star. And for his hard work, he gets a song written about him. Second time I've been to the Hamilton. Some of the people here in this band have been here a little more often, but it's just such a great place to play, and we really appreciate you being here for us tonight. I hope you won't regret it, unless you're starting to already. This next song is from the Minus Five's biggest smash hot selling record ever. I'm serious. It's sold in five figures. Yeah. Way into five figures. Seriously. Okay. It's from a record called Down with Wilco that I did in 2001 with the band Wilco. Yeah. They're pretty good. They should come play here. That'd be a really good show. Yeah. In
in the ground. I'm okay, though it doesn't mean a thing to the creatures here below, digging roads right through my wings. In the ground, I'm afraid there's a sense of what's above. There's my consciousness remains that I might know where I was. And if that's the worst of my worries, worth all wasting your worry on me. In the ground, in the air, in the sea. In the ground, in the air, in the sea. In the ground, in the air, in the sea. I wonder I was and whatever I'll be. The world will get on without me. I'm okay on the mantle up above. If you disperse me bit by bit to those places that I love, open up Golden Gate, Brooklyn Bridge in Liverpool, or spill me over the green grass of the fields where the golden lovers rule. The least I should ask for, the least I know deserve it.
Hear a song about being dead. You.
I call you Prince Charming. Can't speak a word when you're full of blues. What's going on inside of you? 'Cause tomorrow might not be there for you. That smell, can't you smell that smell? That smell, the smell of death surrounds you. The smell of death surrounds you. Darkness is upon you. Stuck a needle in your arm. Have another toke. Have a blow for your nose. One more drinkful will drown you.
One time when it was appropriate to yell that out.
Congratulations, you're the first.
You get a dollar off on the minus five box set that's for sale over there.
They call it paradise.
Positive light on things with this next song. For all the baseless rage, the sarcasm and hate, the greed and the waste, it's beautiful here. For all the worthless wars, the many and vengeful lords, intensive care wards, it's beautiful here. Random handing out of scars, the walking dead in bars. Oh, I know life is hard, but it's beautiful here. Well, that's easy for you to say. You say that much is abundantly clear. That's why I get on my knees every day. Cause it's beautiful here. It's beautiful here. For all the stupidity, the cruelty and misery, water and cool shade, I do believe it. I really do. Nice as fuck. I think every band should play it at every show, so I'm gonna do my best to take part. The 60s, now in our 50s. Ready to die.
You caught air. You couldn't possibly be ready to die.
I just like writing songs about being dead. That's how I get it out of my system, I guess, maybe. It's like dreams, you know, how you're always, in at least in my dreams, I'm always like a murderer or somebody's trying to murder me. And, you know, or I have to pee really bad.
This is very interesting, Scott.
Hey, do you ever have dreams about the Rifleman, the TV show?
Bang!
Learn that song.
Mucus McCain.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, we got a little more time, right?
What you got for me now?
Yeah, yeah. All right. Let's do the Davy Jones song. Okay. I did a record recently that has five songs. The one whole side of the record's about the monkeys. Yeah. Yep. And so it's been their 50th anniversary and all. Here's one for you. I can't play most of them because the first one's the song about Michael Nesmith, and it's 10 minutes long and has 24 verses. So it's just not going to happen.
Maybe they can put the words on the TV screen back there.
Yeah. It's a good lead-off track, though. It's a great lead-off track to the record. So, but this one's about Davy Jones, and I hope you like it. It's called Davy Gets the Girl.
He wants to be free, but that's not the way it's gonna be. Davy gets the girl. Davy gets the girl. Davy always gets the girl. Save the day for my Marsha Brady. But now he stepped beyond our view. Davy gets the girl. Davy gets the girl. Davy always gets.
Very much.
That was awesome.
That was Linda Pittman back there on the drums and vocals. Thanks a lot for listening, you guys. We really appreciate it, and we're going to have a great time tonight with Alejandro Escovedo. It's going to be a blast. All right. And thanks to Hamilton, you guys are super nice, wonderful. Okay. Hope you enjoyed the crab cakes.
I did, thank you.
I found another girl that I had to love. Oh, shit, man. Well, I gotta make her, I gotta make her mine. Oh, shit, man. Oh, shit, man. Well, I'm gonna be an asshole for the rest of my life. Oh, shit, man. I'll never be forgiven by my daughter and her wife. Oh, shit, man. Don't know if I can take it. Don't know if I can take it. Don't know if I can take it. Woo-hoo! Oh, shit, man. Shit, man. Shit. They say you're just another fucker with a midlife crisis. Oh, shit, man. But I'm the motherfucker knows the midlife crisis. Oh, shit, man. Well, I'm on the ticket. It's gonna take a check out time. Oh, shit, man. Oh, shit, man. Oh, shit, man. Oh, shit, man.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Kurt Block, Peter Buck, Linda Pittman.
Ladies and gentlemen, the minus five.
Thank you.
As they mentioned, there's some merchandise for sale over the left of the stage underneath our merch man, Bob Dylan. You can head on over there, check out some of the wares for sale, grab yourself another drink, and sit tight, because Alejandro Escovedo and the Burn Something Beautiful band is coming up next.